I'm Lee Johnson, and I'm the president of the Rural Missouri ALS Support Group in Richmond, Missouri.
Okay, I see that you guys have a walk coming up in October for ALS. What can you tell us is going to be going on in that event?
Well, on the 11th of October, which is a Saturday, we are going to meet up at the Richmond football field and track at sign in at about 9 o'clock, and we'll start the walk at 10. And we'll walk up there for ALS to support ALS.
Okay. Are there any registration fees for this?
We have contributions, and we try to have teams that collect as much money as they can. And each team will, have an amount of money, and we'll give a trophy for the team that has the most walkers, and we'll give another trophy for the team that raises the most money.
Okay. How long have you guys been doing this walk?
Oh, I think about 10 years.
And what does your show up usually look like?
Well, we usually have 300 or 400 people show up.
Wow, it's a decent amount of people. In recent years, how much have you raised to help fight this disease?
Well, it averages out about $5,000-$6,000 a year. However, on one year in particular, and that was when KMZU radio was there to broadcast it, we got kind of rained out, but we raised $26,000 that year.
Holy moly. Okay, yeah. So that's the goal we're going for this year, right?
Right. Well, we broke the code. We found out if they didn't have to walk, they raised more money.
Very
so
nice.
We sat around and eat donuts and drink coffee and shot the bull and raised a lot of money. So that's the whole idea. We don't take the walking too seriously. We just walk from the school over to the swimming pool and back, and I think that's about 3/4 of a mile or a 1/2 mile, and anyhow, that's the idea, just getting people together and making people aware of Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS.
Absolutely. Now, for my listeners that may not know what ALS is and what it does to your body, can you give them a brief description of that and why it's so imperative that we raise money to help this?
Well, it's a fatal disease when there is no cure for it, and they do not know what causes it. But it is a amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is what it stands for, and it affects the nerves that control the muscles of your body. And as these nerves quit working, muscles quit working, and finally your heart and lungs quit working. That's what takes your life. The average lifespan with an ALS patient is 2 to 5 years. Some live longer, but a lot of them don't live that long.
That is just absolutely terrible.
And we have had a very high number of ALS patients in the Richmond area, much higher than for the average that we should have anyhow. And so we're a lot of research is going on. This water bucket ice dunking thing has gone over $112 million, and that will go to research trying to find what causes ALS, and then from there we can go to what we can do to treat it and cure it.
Okay.
And that's our goal.
Now, it is my understanding that there is, like you said, there's nothing to stop this, there's nothing to prevent it because they don't know what it is from, but it is my understanding that they do have a drug out there that helps to slow it. Is that
well,
right?
They yes and no. Yes, they have it. It runs, it's very expensive. It runs $700-$800 a month or more. And they think, they cannot prove it, but they think that it extends your life 90 days. And I know that my son, who has ALS, took the drug for a couple of years because his insurance paid for it. But he quit taking it. And when I asked him why, he said, well, he wasn't too interested in prolonging his life 90 days on a respirator. So he just quit taking it. And he is the exception rather than the rule. My son just finished his 14th year with ALS, and he still takes care of himself. He drives his own vehicle, and he volunteers at the hospital and at the Chamber of Commerce, and he's always working, helping other people. But his case has what they call has been arrested, and that is a very unusual term with ALS. We've been really blessed.
Absolutely. He's the miracle to this. Like you said, yeah. He's the exception to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one more time, can we go over the location and the starting time for this?
It will be at the Richmond High School football field. And we will meet up there, start registration at about 9 o'clock, and we will begin the walk at 10 o'clock. And we should be finished up by 11 o'clock. But we will have coffee and donuts for everybody and just have a real good social time, as well as raising funds for the walk.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, we will absolutely pray for wonderful weather for you. From what I can see, it's supposed to be sunshine and 80 degrees. So hopefully this will help get some people out there and we can help raise some money for this degenerative disease.
We can handle the good weather, and we like as many people to come out as they can just to support the ALS people. They really appreciate that, because there's not a whole lot else that you can do, and we appreciate any help that we can get from any source.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell people out there?
My prayer is that nobody else would have to deal with this. It's just not it's not something you want to hear anyone have. And even though it doesn't affect a lot of people, this is one of the problems with ALS. It's only about 6,000 or 7,000 people a year contract it, and 6,000 or 7,000 people a year die of it. And so it's not what you'd call a popular disease, where a lot of money is invested in research by these chemical companies to come up with a pill or something that only can be sold to 6,000 or 7,000 people. Hate to say it, but that's the facts of life.
Well, I'll tell you what, with all this stuff that's been going around with ALS and that ice bucket challenge, I think people are going to start turning their heads towards the ALS quite a bit. At least quite a bit more than what they have in the past.
Well, I hope so. I know that every person that has dealt with ALS in any form has asked themselves the same question. Why didn't I think of that? Because it's just gone viral and done so well, and such a stupid thing, but it works. You know, what's really good for me to hear is when these young people will do it and they'll say, and I don't even know what ALS is. And so by being involved in this, they learn about the disease, and that's what it's really all about.